It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right. Here's a situation that we're finding. Now and then we have people sending their problems and we write them down and we read them out and we find somebody who's going to be an expert. So I will be sharing with you another problem, and there is a recording from our guest who's going to be helping us answer and respond to this. Our guest is not able to come live. Here's the problem. And the person writes, I don't know how to deal with my best friend. I've been having a really hard time lately with my family, friends, health, and my job. Just seems like everything has fallen down around me. I love my best friend, but when things are hard for me, she's constantly showing off to me how much money she makes and tells me all the time how she's rolling in it. And I'm happy for her. I just don't know why she repeatedly has to tell me. Then she also broke up with her boyfriend, and every day she's telling me about all these guys that worship her and are asking her out. Which again, I'm like, that's great and good for her, but after a while I start to feel like a real loser. I don't go out much at all, have absolutely no male prospects, and I've been leading quiet a reclusive life lately, which she is aware of. But every single day with my asking, she tells me of some guy that likes her. I don't know what to do. I can't tell her to stop telling me stuff because she's my friend. But at the same time, I feel as though she's rubbing it in to. It's making me feel like a loser. It's basically all we talk about anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do not to feel as bad and enjoy hearing about it. I don't want to be a jealous friend. That's where it all ends. That's where the request for help ends. I'm going to play you the response from Counselor Sinetemba Sibanda, who has given a response to this problem. So listen in.
Hello, listeners. Today, let's talk about something that many of us for sure have felt at some point in our lives. You know those moments when a friend's success seems to highlight your own struggles? If you're finding yourself in this spot, here are some thoughts that might help, which have definitely helped me. First of all, it's completely normal to feel like a mix of emotions when things aren't going so well for you, while everything seems to be going well for your friend. It's important to try and recognize and accept how you're feeling without being too hard on yourself. It's normal, it's okay, it happens to the best of us. Think about what you appreciate in that friendship. Think about the times that you've shared, the support that you've shared. And this can help remind you why this friendship actually matters to you. And if you feel comfortable having an honest conversation with your friend, you might have to do that. Tell her that you're happy, that she is successful, that she's going through a great time in her life. But tell her also, honestly, that you're going through a rough patch and that you need some support. You might say something like, hey, I'm having a tough time right now and I'd love to chat about something else for a while. It's totally fine to guide your conversations in a direction that feels better for you. Maybe you could bring up topics that interest the both of you, or ask her if you can focus on other parts of life when you talk. As your friend, she probably would understand, or he probably would understand and would want to make you feel better when you're feeling down. You could also share your experiences. You could also share your challenges with her. You could ask for advice if you feel comfortable doing so. You could ask for support if you feel comfortable doing so. This can make your conversation feel more balanced and more mutual, because not only are you just randomly talking, but you're also sharing something that is personal to you. And one thing that's important that we tend to forget is taking care of ourselves. When you feel down, when you're going through a rough patch in life, do things that make you happy, things that help you relax, whether it's being outdoors, whether it's reading, whether it's exercising, whether it's just taking a stroll in the mall. When you take care of yourself, you can feel a little bit more centered and have a little bit more control over your life and your situation. It might also help, as much as it may be difficult, to reach out to other friends or family. When you have a wider support network, it could ease off some pressure off the struggle that you're going through in the friendship, and it could give you a different perspective, and it could give you support as well. And if things feel too heavy and you don't feel comfortable enough to talk to somebody that you know, reach out to a counselor or a therapist, because that can be very beneficial. An outside perspective could offer you a safer space to explore your feelings and to find ways to cope. And just to conclude, remember, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay. It's normal. We go through it, all of us. And reaching out for support is a positive step towards feeling better and taking care of yourself. You deserve compassion and understanding. And with open communication and self-care, you can definitely start to feel better. Be kind to yourself and remember, take care of yourself.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.